Two verses this evening. Again, we walk through Lent towards Easter, and we're getting closer and closer. Where first in Isaiah 49, and this, it might seem a little weird for us today, especially parents of good parents, good mothers. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me." And God said, "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." And imagine our own parents, our own mothers, for our students at Faith Formation this evening. To know how much your mother loved you and cared for you, the tenderness of her love. And hopefully all of you as mothers and dads have done the same with your own children. And you're most of you are probably were great, amazing. But you are not perfect. And I know my parents, I know they weren't perfect because their little child named Ben back then was not perfect either. And I bet there were nights that they were just ticked at what I was doing. As a two-year-old, for instance, a third, three-year-old, four-year-old. I remember at 4 years old, my mother was, she grounded me. And I told her, and she would help me vent by writing. And I wrote back and I said, "Mother, it wasn't fair that I was grounded because it was my brother's fault. And you should have been grounded twice as long as me because you're an adult and I'm a child." So none of us, none of you have been perfect. But God shows even in this message that He's perfect. Even when moms or dads are not perfect, even with an infant, that God is. And He says that in a special way to know that even our love with the most beautiful child in the world, that we're not perfect. Even when we do, of course, feed them, protect them. We lose things with patience. We lose things with what we want and have to do to even lie down my life. Because that was one good thought, I think, to remember of you as your children, and then for you, your children, not your infants, obviously, but of your parents. That how much we love each other and how deep that is on earth, but that's not even close to how God loves us. That was just one small image of that. And then second, being sons and daughters of God, listen to what Jesus said, because they were on the same level in the Trinity, the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that is a very paradox to try to think of that in our brain. How does that work? How does it work that, okay, we have three people, one God, and all of a sudden we have one of them on earth? Like, how does that work with the dimension thing? And "My Father is at work," Jesus said, "until now, so I am at work." A simple line, again, that Jesus was sharing, not to his oppositions, but his disciples, to remind them that, hey, I'm working, you need to be working. As I was reading with that, I was thinking as a priest, how I'm not perfect. Jesus is still working. The Holy Spirit is still working 24/7. I mean, do you think I am doing that 24/7? Well, no. I'm doing as much as I can, and sometimes not even close. Same with you. But all of us are following and trying to follow as disciples and apostles from Christ, to follow Him, because He always is working for us and working for our brothers and sisters. And when they are working, we too must be working for their mission. So a couple of verses to bring to your heart, to bring to your prayer, to bring to your gifts once again as your offering during Lent, to keep working with that and continuing to learn some of these small pithy things that Jesus says or the apostles say or the prophets. How important those small little words are for us to follow what God is doing for us all the time.